Good Wednesday. Today is June the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the Senate Ag Committee released its proposal to include in the One Big Beautiful Bill. The plan is similar to the House version's provisions on agriculture, but with some adjustments. We'll take a look at what those are and what it may mean to the final budget numbers after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the Senate Ag Committee's reconciliation bill offers farmers some better options for 2025 programs. Farmers would be paid the higher calculated payment rates under the price loss coverage or the agricultural risk coverage, that's PLC and ARC, for the 2025 crop year under the Senate Ag Committee's proposal for budget reconciliation. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman released his committee's proposal to include the One Big Beautiful Bill. Bozeman's plan is similar to the House version's provisions on agriculture, but with some adjustments. Now, if the farm program section of the bill, the Senate version, increases the effective reference price escalator formula under the PLC from 85% in the House version to 88% of the five-year Olympic moving average marketing year price for the current crop year, the Senate bill has language that USDA will provide producers with higher calculated payment rates in 2025 for the ARC coverage, that's the agriculture risk coverage, or PLC, and producers would then go back to choosing which program they prefer in 2026 and beyond. Now, like the House, payment limits would increase from $125,000 to $155,000, and then the payment limit would be increased based on an inflation index. The bill also removes income caps for farmers or entities that draw 75% or more of their income from agriculture or forestry. Now, also like the House bill, the plan has provisions that would also allow USDA to enroll up to 30 million new base acres for farmers based on production history of that ground. The bill also increases budget authority for conservation programs by more than $16 billion by rolling conservation funds from the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, Bozeman initially resisted the inclusion of additional funds for programs other than the price loss coverage, the agricultural risk coverage, and crop insurance programs, but the specialty crop industry said it should be covered if the row crops were covered. A Senate Ag GOP aide stated, now the bill boosts research, block grants, and pest and disease programs for specialty crops. Unlike the House, the Senate Ag Committee will not have a markup hearing for the plan. Instead, the provisions will be added to the full Senate package for floor debate. Now, the text was delivered to the Senate Budget Committee. The Budget Committee will then prepare it for inclusion in the larger reconciliation bill after going over it with the Senate parliamentarian in what's called the birdbath to determine all the provisions are eligible for inclusion in a reconciliation bill. The Byrd Rule was named for late Senator Robert Byrd, who restricted reconciliation bills to dealing with matters related to the budget. The House version of the reconciliation bill, known as One Big Beautiful Bill Act, would cut $294 billion from nutrition over 10 years and provide an additional $60 billion for farm programs. The Senate plan cuts $211 billion from nutrition over 10 years and would provide an additional $67 billion for farm programs. Now, when it comes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP, the Senate ag provisions would still shift some funding over to states, including cutting the federal government share of administrative costs from 50% to 25% starting in fiscal year 2027. States would also pay anywhere from 0 to 15% of SNAP benefits, depending on their payment error rates calculated by USDA. Under the House plan, states could pay as much as 25% of the benefits, depending on their error rates, and those state payments for error rates would start in 2028. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the Senate Ag Committee's reconciliation bill offers farmers some better options for 2025 programs. Farmers would be paid the higher calculated payment rates under the price loss coverage or the agricultural risk coverage, that's PLC and ARC, for the 2025 crop year under the Senate Ag Committee's proposal for budget reconciliation. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman released his committee's proposal to include the One Big Beautiful Bill. Bozeman's plan is similar to the House version's provisions on agriculture, but with some adjustments. Now, if the farm program section of the bill, the Senate version, increases the effective reference price escalator formula under the PLC from 85% in the House version to 88% of the five-year Olympic moving average marketing year price for the current crop year, the Senate bill has language that USDA will provide producers with higher calculated payment rates in 2025 for the ARC coverage, that's the Agriculture Risk Coverage, or PLC, and producers would then go back to choosing which program they prefer in 2026 and beyond. Now, like the House, payment limits would increase from $125,000 to $155,000, and then the payment limit would be increased based on an inflation index. The bill also removes income caps for farmers or entities that draw 75% or more of their income from agriculture or forestry. Now, also like the House bill, the plan has provisions that would also allow USDA to enroll up to 30 million new base acres for farmers based on production history of that ground. The bill also increases budget authority for conservation programs by more than $16 billion by rolling conservation funds from the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, Bozeman initially resisted the inclusion of additional funds for programs other than the price loss coverage, the agricultural risk coverage, and crop insurance programs, but the specialty crop industry said it should be covered if the row crops were covered. A Senate Ag GOP aide stated, now the bill boosts research, block grants, and pest and disease programs for specialty crops. Unlike the House, the Senate Ag Committee will not have a markup hearing for the plan. Instead, the provisions will be added to the full Senate package for floor debate. Now, the text was delivered to the Senate Budget Committee. The Budget Committee will then prepare it for inclusion in the larger reconciliation bill after going over it with the Senate parliamentarian in what's called the birdbath to determine all the provisions are eligible for inclusion in a reconciliation bill. The Byrd Rule was named for late Senator Robert Byrd, who restricted reconciliation bills to dealing with matters related to the budget. The House version of the reconciliation bill, known as One Big Beautiful Bill Act, would cut $294 billion from nutrition over 10 years and provide an additional $60 billion for farm programs. The Senate plan cuts $211 billion from nutrition over 10 years and would provide an additional $67 billion for farm programs. Now, when it comes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP, the Senate ag provisions would still shift some funding over to states, including cutting the federal government share of administrative costs from 50% to 25% starting in fiscal year 2027. States would also pay anywhere from 0 to 15% of SNAP benefits, depending on their payment error rates calculated by USDA. Under the House plan, states could pay as much as 25% of the benefits, depending on their error rates, and those state payments for error rates would start in 2028. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.